The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a great little book that was recently translated into English from German, and it's about an interview that a woman gave who had the ability, the gift from God, that she could see souls in purgatory and that she was given the grace to assist them. And after this happened over the course of many, many years, it was confirmed so many times, she would go to someone and say, "Your mother came to see me, your grandmother, your dad, your sister, your daughter." And she would go to people who were total strangers, and they would just look at her like, "Oh my gosh," right? She would know secret details about their life that no one knew except their most intimate friends or their loved ones. And she would be able to say things like, you know, they need a mass offered for them to be set free from purgatory. They need your forgiveness. They want me to ask your forgiveness on their behalf. You know, they need to make restitution. They took something. They want you to restore it for them. Well, on one occasion, a young boy came to her, a young man in his late teens, maybe 20 years old. And he said, "Will you please go to my mom and ask that she have three masses offered for me?" Well, that boy's mom lived not too far away, a couple of villages over. And she goes and she shows up at this woman's front door, and she's invited in, and she shares her story. And she said, "Your son came to see me. He's in purgatory." And the woman breaks down sobbing tears of joy. And she said, "I was so worried. I've been begging God that he would be merciful with my son. He died just 3 days ago. My boy, he was a good boy, but he had not lived the best life. I was so terrified that he would be lost." And this woman says, "Will you please share with me, how did your son die?" She said, "You see, we live at the base of this large mountain. In recent weeks, there's been a number of avalanches. 3 nights ago, one hit our next door neighbor's home in the middle of the night, and it awoke both of us. We could hear them screaming, 'Please, someone help us. We need to be saved. We're still alive.'" She said, "I heard my son coming down the stairs. I met him at the front door. I said, 'Son, you can't go out there. You are all that I have. If I lose you, how am I going to live?' And he said, 'Mom, there are neighbors. I have to go. What if no one else comes to their rescue?'" She said, "As my son was lifting up the stones on the house, another avalanche struck and he died." And the woman says, "It's no wonder." She said, "Your son said to me that God would set him free with only three masses because he died making an act of pure love. And he said, 'Please tell my mom that love covers a multitude of sins.'" Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you." Now, sometimes we kind of want to be like that boy and get off scot-free, right? If I could just make one final act of heroic love, right, I'm good to go. In the early church, many martyrs, that's the way they thought, you know, I can kind of live however I want to live. you know, and then just go get myself martyred and heaven is mine. My brothers and sisters, our Lord wants us to live this way always. I want you to continually lay down your life for your friends. And He gives us the grace to do that by remaining in His love, by offering us the gift of His friendship. Now, we can't miss this. It's incredible that God, the God of the universe, wants us to become friends with His Son, to enter into His friendship. Now, I want to ask all of you, in your heart of hearts right now, if you said, is Jesus Christ my friend? Do I have a friendship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Can you truly say in your heart, Father, yeah, I do. Right? There's a closeness, there's an intimacy that I share with Him. If there's not, He wants that for you. And if there is, He wants you to go deeper in that relationship. Now, our Lord says, it's interesting, He speaks in the present tense. He is with His 12, the disciples. It's the Last Supper. And He says to them, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Now, he didn't say, you have become my friends because you did what I commanded you to do. You are my friends if you do what I command you. It's always in the present tense, which means we can lose that friendship. And we probably all experience this where we do something seriously sinful, and all of a sudden that closeness is lost, and we know something is missing. And it might even be a little awkward coming to church. It might even be hard to get to church every Sunday because it's just not there anymore. We've done something to sever that relationship, and it needs to be restored. But in the same way that the friendship can be lost, it can always be entered into anew. And it takes one simple decision. Lord Jesus Christ, I want to do whatever you desire me to do in my life. And in that moment, immediately, the friendship is rekindled. I had a lady one time. She had suffered for decades, a lot of chronic pain, even somewhat mentally. And there was a gift, a priest with a healing gift. And I knew this woman had suffered for so long that I contacted her and I said, you know, there's an opportunity that you can meet with this priest and he's willing to pray over you. Would you like to come? And I'll never forget, the woman hesitated. And I thought, what, is she crazy? Right? This is your chance. She says, Father, can I pray about it first? And I said, okay. She said, I want to ask our Lord, do you want me to be healed? Because, Father, I never want to do anything apart from His will in my entire life. If He would rather have me suffer this, if this is necessary for me to go to heaven one day, then I don't want to be healed. My brothers and sisters, do you want His will in every aspect of your life? If not, then there's a degree of friendship He still desires you to attain with Him. He wants the most intimate friendship with every single one of us. May we ask Him for that grace today.